Simply Done, the podcast network.
I mean, Dan, seriously, you can do what you want. It's your choice, but that's a lot of money to bet. That, even for me, that's a lot of money.
I'm on a fucking roll. I know I'm going to win.
I'll put the bet in for you, but that's a lot of money, dude.
My luck has to change.
What are you doing?
Okay, go. Let go of the bag. I know. Dan is betting. I know. You keep grabbing my fucking bag.
Let go
of my hand. Why are you grabbing my hand?
Because you're grabbing my belt. You're trying to unbuckle my belt.
I'm trying to hold your hand so you don't grab my hand. Go.
Thank you.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
That's like Mayweather type betting.
Listen, just keep it cool. I think I know what I'm doing.
I didn't know you don't know what you're doing. I'm going to tell you what you're doing.
All right, Perry, we got to start the show. Maybe we can talk about it on the show.
We do have to start the show. You know why?
Why?
Because this song is playing.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big 3 Podcast. Hi, everybody. You remember me. I'm your pal, Don Barrett.
I'm your pal, Maul. Hey, is there any chance we'll ever move this show to a secret location in East Hollywood?
I don't think so. Perry?
And I'm the Scare Master, Scary Perry.
It's a long intro.
I don't, not at all.
Okay, stop. Seriously, we got to pay fucking fees.
Join Scare Master and his guest.
Don't blow me, you bitch. Oh, we got to pay fucking fees.
Oh, listen. Since you put so much fucking money into it, you don't put a dime. Shut your fucking mouth.
This is my job.
When I tell you to not
yet. On my job.
Are we going to start with this again, Perry? We going to start with this right off the bat, you motherfucker? Let me tell you.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah. I was supposed to start with this right off the bat, and I think we'll get to it right now. All right, this comes from the desk of the bosses upstairs. Gentlemen, on September 9th, 2011, a podcast that left the safety of the podcasting world on the huge Ace Broadcasting Network started sending out quality podcasts starting on this date. So on the first anniversary of the Big 3 Podcast, broadcasting from the Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios, the bosses upstairs congratulate the three of you.
Yay!
That means this is our anniversary. Even though we're still a little pissed at Perry for a few things on this big day, we're going to say nothing but positive. So, one positive thing we can think of is everyone upstairs likes the direction the Perry's sexcapades is going. Again, you should be watching your steps. We are the bosses upstairs.
Yay!
So this is a big celebration. This is the first year anniversary of us being here at the secret location in West Hollywood. So congratulations to the two of you.
Yay!
You think there's any chance the bosses will ever move downstairs?
Breathe in, breathe out.
There we
go.
There you go, Scare Master.
Yeah, we're kicking some ass. One more fucking year, we gotta go.
But the Gavin Rosdale, I don't really think he really kicks us into gear.
What are you doing, Perry?
No, I'm just happy that we're happy.
Why are you happy that we're happy? Yeah, well, that's pretty good. Anyway.
Let me read you my story about the bosses upstairs.
What are you talking about?
Because I got a little, thing that I got to say to the bosses upstairs.
I don't know. Well, I'll ask Mole. Mole, do you think he should be allowed to do this?
I say yes. Mole?
Listen, I'm his best friend. I'm going to back him up what he wants to do.
Dear bosses upstairs.
What are you going to say to them, though? I mean, this is like
it's kind of like an apology letter, you know what I mean?
It's about time.
Dear bosses upstairs.
Why are you apologizing for something you did on the show, or like?
Oh, well, just shut up and listen, and I'll let you know why I'm apologizing. Dear bosses upstairs.
Why am I the one you're telling shut up, and I was just the one who's backing you up, dude?
Please.
I know, but it's like you don't even remember that I was just backing you up.
I hear you. Thank you. Dear bosses upstairs.
You do remember that I was backing you up.
Okay.
What are you doing, Perry?
I'm belching because
you know what?
I get...
There's no female listeners. Why? Because they consider you the grossest pig in the history of man.
No, that's not true.
You know,
there are three.
I got tons of female listeners.
Who?
As a matter
Name
of fact,
one.
Dafina's one.
A dude.
Dafina.
A dude.
The girl, that I took in the back.
Yeah, the girl that you...
she was nice.
The girl
really
that you,
a nice girl.
You fucking did whatever to in back.
Yeah.
All right, now, dear boss is upstairs.
What the fuck?
I just want to let you know that quitting is not an option for me. I never quit the podcast. We have some of the greatest fans ever. I would never let them down. The Big Three is my job, and I take pride in my work. What happened in the past, I hope doesn't happen again.
Are you talking about the thing?
I think I understand where this is going. No, he's
Thank
not
very
talking
much.
About the Lanny
With love, thing. Scary Perry, a.k.a. WWW, buy a Scary Perry skateboard!
Are you chewing gum?
Yeah.
Spit the gum out, dude. Have a little professionalism, at least. You're on the radio. You're on the podcast.
All right, I'm done with the gum. Just swallowed it.
Oh,
so what I'm gathering
nasty.
From this is you've written the bosses upstairs because what you're saying is you're never going to quit again. And
no.
I commend you for that.
Yay!
So there's nothing we could do to you that would get you upset enough that you would say, I'm done. I'm out of here. Get me out of here.
Well, here
I'm done.
I'm not quitting, but I am moving.
Where are you moving?
New Orleans, Louisiana. You could buy thousands of homes over there, a penny a foot. Did you see all those flooding the houses? Mamma mia, all those flooded houses. There's like water filling up these homes. And you're, yeah. I mean, who would want to sell a house like that for thousands of dollars like it's in L.A.? No. Over at my dad's in San Antonio, I saw homes, you know, 2,500 square foot homes, beautiful homes over there for $123,000. Here in L.A., you'd be paying like $750,000, over $1 million for the same house that you can get in San Antonio, right? For a little over $100,000. In Louisiana, you'd be lucky if you'd be paying a penny per foot. So it's like $25, 2,500 square feet.
So you're talking about the homes?
All the homes over there. Yeah,
they were flooded out and ruined?
Sure, shit. 2,500 square foot home. Here's $25. I'll buy the house.
Yeah.
I mean, but then I got to take my friend from Palm Springs, you know, the old pool boy.
Mm-hmm.
Take him out to Louisiana, you know. You have him right out there on his Honda, Honda 754 with the windjammer and shit.
So he'd have to
pull his pool pump equipment.
You and your pool boy want to move to New Orleans?
No, we're not moving. I'm just joking about the pool boy.
That's what I thought. This whole thing's a joke.
It is a joke.
So there's a disaster in New Orleans right now.
So the people who lives that have been lost. And
losing
people,
everything.
No.
The things they could never get
worked and saved for.
Here's the thing.
Oh, my God. You're heartless. You're fucking heartless.
It is a great American city. Really one of the most wonderfully storied cities.
Jazz musicians.
In a great nation.
Oh, I know.
It's their place that they feel the freest.
I'm heartless. I just want to get a home.
I'm really sorry. I'm having a real problem with your attitude towards these people that are out
now,
in
the people
streets.
I feel bad for, but terribly feel bad for.
But why are you joking about something like that?
It's not that I'm joking.
Talking
about
to the mic, please.
It's not that I'm joking about it. It's that, you know, when you only wish you could own a home, and you know that you don't ever have the money for it.
You want to own a home?
I'd love to own a home.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why? Why do you want the rigors of home ownership? You have to have the upkeep. You have your constant property taxes. The utilities, you have no landlord. You have to be in charge of all of your everything around you. You are the sole person who is in charge of all the responsibilities.
You can barely keep a one-bedroom apartment.
You have a one-bedroom apartment, 7722 Reseda Boulevard.
Oh, so you're going to give out my fucking home address like a
monster?
That's
not
happening.
That's going
to
be cut out, and it better be cut out, because if it isn't cut out, then I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
Okay, so you have your apartment.
I have my apartment.
And you have a really hard time keeping that up. When we went in there, there were...
When you went in there, you fucking thrashed it, I know.
No, it wasn't really so thrashed, but it really was kind of like squalor.
Blah, 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 blah. Anywho.
Anywho what?
All right.
You know where there's other places where you could live?
Back in Orange County.
You could also live at Fukushima, where the Japanese had that nuclear disaster.
That's sad.
Is it? Because you couldn't think of a joke fast enough? Why is that sad to you, you heartless motherfucker? Why would you
heartless
joke?
Heartless motherfucker.
Can I tell you something?
How about Jonestown and Guyana?
I have a friend who is a jazz musician that lost everything in this flood that you find funny enough to make jokes about.
Well, I've got a lot of musician friends that are from that area, too.
Name one.
I don't remember the names.
You don't remember their names, so you must be really close.
Sweet,
I'm not. Can't really even remember
sweet,
their name.
Sweet Lips Johnson. Sweet Lips Johnson. Sweet Lips is one.
Sweet Lips who?
Sweet Lips Johnson.
He's not from there. He's from Dakron, Ohio. No, I can prove. I've got his mailing address. I could write him an email right now.
He's originally from there.
No, he's never been from New Orleans. He's played in New Orleans.
Actually,
but nothing happened.
My girlfriend Stormy's father.
So you lied.
Stormy's father lives in Louisiana.
Now that's irony coming full circle.
Now Stormy's
storm that killed her dad.
No. No,
I wonder if when they named her, if they thought one day we want to die by a storm.
Do you guys want to
be a real storm?
Do you guys
want to
split a quick pick?
Our daughter,
quick pick, Mega Millions ticket.
What? Let me see.
It's for mine. Want to split it?
How much?
50 cents.
How much you put up?
$1.
I'll make you a deal.
If it wins,
I'll go 35 cents. You pay for the rest. I'll give you 35 cents, and we split it 50-50.
Oh man. Okay, we'll work it. We'll figure it out.
I'm lucky. I'm on a roll.
He really is.
Okay. You're a gambler.
I'm not a gambler.
But you make bets with everybody.
Yeah.
That's why you lose all your money.
Not all of it.
Yeah.
I've been on a streak that I would call not good.
For how
many
years?
Yeah, because you kept
now?
Losing all those bets.
For how many years now?
Not very long.
Since 19...
No, since the college basketball season.
Yeah, since 19...
Okay, let's move on. Unless you have something to say to me, let's move the fuck on.
Can I read on my San Fernando Valley, Orange County street horse?
You mean it's time once again? I don't know. Let me ask you. Mole, what are you reading there?
I'm reading this book about RFK you just handed me that you got for $3.
No, I got that one for $2.
$2. $2, Sirhan, a dude so uncool they named him twice.
See that film strip right there? That's the official photographer. That's all the pictures he took right there. That's a film strip of everything.
Yeah, what a mess that was. He was a good dude.
Yep.
Anybody here see my old friend Bobby?
Yeah. Okay, we're not really dealing with the issue of the show, though, because we were talking about Perry wanted to read his Perry's sexcapade bit, and I was wondering if we should do that.
I think we
now.
Teased that. I think we teased it.
Okay, coming up real quick, Perry's sexcapades. Where's he going this week? After his prize-winning story when he was talking about...
Doing those two black guys.
Well, what? No, I wasn't
last week.
Last week.
I didn't do any black guys.
Yeah, Mercedes and the two black guys.
Okay, the first week was Shorty. That was the first story you did. Then you did Mercedes and two black guys last week.
No, look. Mercedes.
Is anybody here?
Shut the fuck up,
my
you
old
loser.
Friend Mercedes.
God.
Can
back when I lived in Costa Rica.
What are you doing? We're teasing. We're not doing the bit right now. Did you hear me?
We were just recounting how you told us about Mercedes and the two black guys.
Two black guys were the,
right.
were the bodyguards.
Okay, all right.
Those are bodyguards.
All right, guys, I was informed that we have to think about something. Because of our show and what's going on here, we have to start thinking about something a little more serious.
Merchandising.
Not so fast. We have to have a show and we have to have an outline. And one of the things the bosses upstairs had mentioned before is that at one point very soon, we have to start getting somewhat political. Whoa. I know that I'm not political.
Talking about politics, what do you guys think of what's going on with the...
I'm not that political, as I was just saying. Mole, are you at all political?
You mean like do I have it?
Okay, so I don't know. Perry, are you...
I'm not much of a... I don't vote, but...
Why not? Is that a Javajo thing?
That's because of my religion.
Wait a second. Your vow to the Javajo
to the Jehovah's Witnesses, not Javajo, fool. Jehovah's Witnesses.
Supersedes
tomato,
your
tomato.
Vow to country, which your forefathers and Cookie Caramello died for to your right. So that you can have the right
blah,
to
blah,
vote?
Blah, blah, blah,
well, he's
blah,
making
blah.
A good point.
Oh, or is then it because blah, you're blah, a blah. Sex felon? It's because of your sex crimes and you're a felon that you can't vote.
I'm a felon?
Well, yeah.
How?
With all the hanging out in front of the high school with those kids? In the van?
What van? What
it
wasn't
a van,
what
it
kids?
Was his car.
Oh, I'm
or
sorry.
Or his truck.
You're right, in your truck.
What high school? What kids?
I don't
what?
Remember. I just remember us telling stories. I remember the time the prostitute pulled you over and you're supposed to park in a certain place and you got arrested. So that's
yeah, that was when I that was over where
yeah.
I live.
Okay, well that's
okay. Scare mask. Do you think anyone should vote?
I don't have an answer for that.
So wait, do you believe in voting or not?
Yeah, we.
But you don't do it. So do you believe in voting? You don't believe in voting.
I personally, because of my religious belief,
right?
I believe the children are our future.
What?
I believe the children are our future.
But you've got politics in your blood.
I guess.
Who are you jumping on? Who's bandwagoning you on?
Oh, for president. Yeah, who are you voting for president? Who's
if
even
I was
running?
If I was a voter, see the last time if I was a voter. I, of course, would have voted for homeboy Barack Obama.
Why?
Because
why?
The liar why? Is a liar.
Why?
Oh, like I just why? Said, homeboy
oh.
in Chicago.
Oh.
Okay. He says that he was going to do this, that, and the other thing.
What did he say he was going to do?
He said he was going to lower taxes.
Extend the Bush-era tax cuts?
Something like that.
He did that.
But... There's just so much that he didn't do.
What did like he what? Not do? He killed yeah. He's about to kill Osama bin Laden.
Well, we
got him.
He got Osama bin Laden. He got
with the help of Terrifying Tempur-Pedic.
What's that about Terrifying Tempur-Pedic?
I said with the help of him. He was the guy that put
Tempur-Pedic
up the money.
Tempur-Pedic didn't put up shit.
Okay. Why? Well,
it was not
that.
Needed from a fucking punk kid like him. There was already a worldwide fucking APB bulletin.
And nobody got him till Perpetic said, here's the money, whatever it costs.
Now, wait a second. Then why don't you fucking buy that book that one guy in the Army that just put out and see who put
does
up the money?
Does he talk about Perpetic?
I don't know because I don't have the book yet.
I read it.
You read it. It didn't come out yet. It comes out, I think.
How'd you get that book, Mo?
I read an advanced copy.
Oh, that's how you did it.
Yeah, an advanced copy, right.
When you're in
it's
show business, Barry, you get that
yet,
kind of
fool.
Stuff.
It was approved,
it's not even
dude.
It's not on the market yet.
They asked me to give some notes.
Oh, liar.
Whatever. Check the index, dude.
Check your
check
Bible.
Check your footnotes in whatever. Your Bible. Anyway.
Anyhow.
All right, so who are you backing in the election?
If I was a voter, I'd be backing Mitt.
Who?
Mitt Romney.
Tell us
why.
About.
Here's a chance for you to say something to people that look up to you, listen to what
start
you have to
with,
say.
I don't vote because of my religion.
But
if I did.
But religion shouldn't. But religion comes first. And Mitt is a Mormon. Who
right.
believes that the word of God was passed down on a mountaintop somewhere in the Southwest. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, God. The only reason why I'd vote for Mitt Romney if I was a voter is because of the fact that he's saying that he's going to fix this and fix that. And one good thing is that he's going to get rid of the Obamacare and keep
because you don't think
Social
he likes-
Security and disability and not ruin the health plan
that you ripped
that
off.
Getting, for those, I didn't rip them off, you fuck.
Then why does everybody online constantly say that? Because
everybody
scam
online doesn't know shit.
Ah, so you
they don't know shit. Are they? Well, then why don't you fucking ask them online? About my fucking hospital stay when I was 16 years old.
Okay,
why don't you go
they
online
know about that.
And
they
ask
know
them,
about that.
Ask them online how many months I was in the fucking hospital.
Okay,
ask
Perry.
Them online
Perry,
how
it's
many
not me.
I was
it's
in a
not me.
Coma.
It's not me. Okay, what they ask about is this.
It wasn't months, it was weeks.
All right, what they say.
That wouldn't have happened if you had Obamacare.
Good point.
What?
What they say online is
Obamacare?
This, Perry. Perry! what they say online is this. They're upset because of the fact they feel that you're ripping off the government, because what you're doing is you're not claiming all the money you get.
What? How do you know these things? What money?
Well, there's people that have looked into your accounts and things like that that have
informed. What are you talking about?
Don't kill the messenger.
Why don't you guys vote for Rand Paul?
I don't know. That's not a bad idea. So that's why you back him.
No more comments.
Well, Perry, we're in the middle of a show, and you're talking politics.
Well,
and then you got, because you guys, I made mention of one thing, you go completely off course, and you start screaming for no reason.
I think the people want to hear scare messages, political things.
Listen, I do, too.
For the record, I'd like everyone to vote for Johnny Greenleaves. He's an independent candidate, and he's really getting on the platform of weed is weed the people.
Johnny Greenleaves. I like that name.
You do? So you're going to already throw your hat in the basket for him?
Hey, wow, man. I think they should vote for Cheech and Chong.
You know what?
Chong,
he's
man.
Not Cheech and Chong, all right? He's a candidate with some real issues and some real ideas. He can't always remember, but he writes them down on a cocktail napkin sometimes. Listen, you got to hang
on. He got a bad memory like that.
Tell us more about
why would you vote for Mitt Romney if you were going to vote? Why should people vote for
what
him?
Is Mitt,
see, first
what is
off,
Mitt short
I don't know.
For?
I have no idea. But see,
Matthew?
I have no idea. I don't know. But see,
baseball man?
Here's the thing. If Mitt Romney gets in and doesn't do what he says he's going to do, what are you going to do?
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
That's the same thing with Barack Obama. He
Your
says
homeboy.
He was going to do this. He said he was going to do that. The good thing that he did do was he killed, he of course, enforced the killing of Barack.
Well, with help of Terrifying Tempur-Pedic.
Terrifying Tempur-Pedic is a nobody. I repeat, a nobody.
Okay. Why do you hate universal health care so much?
I don't hate universal health care. I hate the fact that he's trying to ruin Social Security and disability.
Why is he trying? How's he doing that?
By trying to turn the system into this Obamacare.
Is that true?
What do you mean? It wouldn't affect those. You'd still get your disability.
I don't know the full facts. But I just know that it's.
But you're really angry about it.
If it would stop my disability,
it would actually raise the money that you got for your disability.
Right.
Double it.
Possibly triple it.
But it would take it away from the military industrial complex.
Right.
I don't know.
But in your situation, it would work perfect for you.
Okay.
It would, people with certain diseases wouldn't get financed, but you would be in great.
You would get probably what you get now, you could get up to five times that if you voted and if you were for Obamacare. But that's just your specific situation. You'd probably get five times the disability you have now, and you'd have full universal health care for like all your dental, everything.
Medical, dental, chiropractic, psychiatric,
yep, all that, yeah.
Yeah.
But you'd still have to scam the government with your bogus.
I'm not scamming nobody.
No, they're not saying you're scamming.
When
it's just you're not turning
in bogus disability.
When I had jobs, I had to turn in all my check stubs.
How long did you have jobs, though?
I couldn't hold down a job longer than a year.
Listen, Johnny Greenleaves doesn't believe anyone needs to should have to work at jobs. Jobs are for suckers. You know who goes to jobs?
Suckers.
Suckers.
No, I'm not talking about Steven Jobs, the guy that had Apple. I'm talking about...
Are you trying to be funny? Was that a joke?
Johnny Greenleaves says, Mitt Romney's awesome, Barack Obama's awesome, but you know what else is awesome? Being awesome. Be awesome, vote Johnny Greenleaves. Is that a phone call?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you send that thing through for us?
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell.
Do me a favor.
Open the door.
Let me in. Hello, loves. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Mr. Adams. How are you today?
So summer has ended. Labor Day has passed, and I've put away my whites. By that, I mean the clothing and the staff. I'm here to Christmas. It's all Aborigine help for me.
Oh, that's cool. I like Aborigine.
I thought
people.
When you said you put away your wife.
Let me ask. Perry, have I missed it? Have you done your sexcapade story yet?
Trying to. They just won't let me talk about
may
it.
I really, really, as everybody else, enjoyed the last one. And let me just give you a couple quick notes, if that's all right. First off, I hope we do hear about Shorty.
You like Shorty.
We've already spoken about like Shorty.
And secondly, I believe I speak for everyone when I say I think you should spend more of the story really honing in and getting into some in-depth description about your genitals. How's that sound?
What?
I think he wants you to talk about
I'm trying to help. You know that sex sells.
Yeah, it
listen,
does.
Listen. It sells. Sex sells, especially when that sex is greasy, swarthy Italiano sex. Yes, yes.
So we come on. We have a lot to get to, Mr. Adams. What else do you have to say?
Well, I apologize, and may I say, excuse me.
Why, you mean a fluffy gasser or something?
No, Walter. No, though that does sound delightful. I apologize clearly for becoming a bother to Mr. Barnes.
Mr. Adams, I'm sorry. Barnes. Perry has just been a real asshole today, and I'm just.
I'm not an asshole.
Oh, I see. I see. Yes, yes. I understand. I understand. Rest your cares. Rest your cares. You know, Mr. Barnes, what you should do when Perry bothers you. You should do what he does. What I do when he bothers me.
What do you do?
Right, we love like hear well, that skill.
I think I could tell you what to do. It's really as simple as remembering a little tune.
Tune.
Here we go. I'm sashaying now.
He's dancing.
Big intro.
This is a big intro.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Here's what to do when Perry is hurting your feelings. When Perry gets you blue, here's what you gotta do. Imagine him making a poopy, just sitting on the loo, waiting to make a do. It could be solid, could be soupy. Yes, it could be solid, could be soupy.
That's terrible.
It wasn't good at all.
All right, so it's a work in progress.
Was
it's
that
a work
the
in
joke?
Progress.
Was that just a joke?
Or was that instead of a joke?
Quite possibly was. But also, let me ask you this. Why do you gentlemen suppose Mr. Mushroom got invited to the party?
Probably because he was a fun guy.
Oh, yeah.
As are you, Walter.
Yes.
Toodles to all of you.
See you, Mr. Adams. Have a good day.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Okay.
Fading out. Fading out.
Hang up the phone. You're still on the air, Mr. Adams. What the hell was that?
That sounded like it took him about 90 seconds to write that song.
It could have.
30 seconds.
Yeah, probably 30. Nah, 90.
Well, it's time today for our Cookie Caramello update. Now, if you're not familiar, Sonny Cookie Caramello was Perry's father. Cookie was a cook in the Navy, and he served 2 years of duty in not only World War II, but the Korean conflict. Now, Cookie was the longtime leader in the fight for the don't ask, don't tell policy.
But he's still alive, right?
On February 6th, doctors felt there was no hope. And I'm looking in your face, and I don't think I'm going to like what I hear.
He's still alive, right?
What's going on? He's
still kicking.
Oh, jeez. This guy is like...
He's an ever-ready battery,
he's
man.
He's never
going
to die, is he?
He's not going nowhere.
Ever-ready. I think ever-ready.
Is he in pain?
I don't think they make those anymore.
The only thing that... here's what's going on. There is a hospice that's... helping him out.
A what?
Hospice care.
That's not good.
Well,
wait a second.
It's
hold on. Cookies
hospice,
in hospice
care.
Yeah,
hospice
that's where you go when it's
means,
the end of the road.
Right.
Oh, wait a second.
That's 6 to 9 months normally with hospice
so
care.
So we might be getting some news coming in.
Yeah.
All right. It's about time. Shit. We've been playing this bullshit game since February.
Because he was getting all better, but suddenly he's back at hospice.
Well, hospice comes to the house and, you know.
Wipes him and stuff.
Gives him a bath, feed, you know, make sure.
You know,
I got a great idea,
I got one too.
Oh, I got a great idea.
Go ahead, what is it?
Okay, we dress up like the hospice people.
That's a great idea.
Okay, we go over to your dad's house with you. But we have like a surgeon's mask on you, so yeah, that's you. And we're dressed like the fat boys and the orderlies.
Sorry.
But we're like,
I'm liking it. I'm liking
it. We go in. We go in, okay? We bust in. We bust in at his dad. We're about to give him a bath. And he goes, what's going on? And you break out Quincy's song. When Perry gets you blue, it's what you gotta do.
Mary Jane, you can film it. You can film it.
It ain't gonna happen.
Okay.
Oh, that's a great idea. Let's do this.
It'll never
happen. We gotta do that.
It'll never happen.
It's the obvious thing that we should do.
We go, hey, hospice. Hospice is here for your bath.
And then we do things to him. We pull his penis and like and play it like a bass guitar. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, do the watch thing. You do the watch thing. He puts his penis around your wrist.
I like that idea. Perry, I think your dad has a good sense of humor. I think that he would find it funny once we let him know what was going on. But we go in there.
We are not bothering my father.
Why?
He won't accept any of that shit.
But he's not going to know. He's going to think it's a regular people.
And plus, we can put some drugs in his food.
Shut up.
He's probably already got it.
Shut the fuck up.
Wow. You are really buzzing our mellow.
Worse than ever, Perry. I thought that apology letter meant something. I guess it means nothing.
I guess when Perry does make you blue.
Oh, yeah. And fucking with my fucking father?
No, dude.
Nobody's fucking with your fucking father.
A bunch of laughter and joy.
Thank you.
That he can really use. You know how boring it is for your citizens? Like, here comes hospice. Here they are to wash me down. They're going to clean my underarms. And they're probably not even got a cool
rap
song.
He won't even go on the fucking radio, okay?
I know, but we're going to be doing a rap song with him. He's not going to know he's on the radio.
Because all he has to do is say one or two lines.
He's like, going
to
be like, sitting like Salamanca ringing his bell.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. We go in there and we go like, look at me. Look at me, Cookie. And he's ringing his bell like Salamanca. Ding, 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 ding.
I like the idea.
First off, they probably won't even allow you guys in the house.
Yeah. We are smart
enough
to get
in. That's why we're going to knock the hospice people out and take their stuff.
Sorry.
Sounds like a good idea. Well, you know what?
It ain't going to happen.
Perry, I'm trying to do something. It's time where the audience, the fans out there, they get a chance to say hello with a little shout out of their own, because it's time once again for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the show before, this $10 shout out is a segment where you, the listener at home, you get to be part of the fun here. You have something you want to say, something you want to talk about, something you want us to talk about. Send $10 to us along with your letter and what your shout out is about. Send $10 cash. Keep that in mind. No checks, no money orders. It's straight cash, homie. All right, so we've got some $10 shout outs. Here's our first one today. Dear Big Three, howdy. I want to begin by saying I love the show. I love the two of you anyway, excluding Perry. I purchased a Scary Perry Canadian skateboard not too long ago. I was inspired by Terrifying Tim's disappearance and decided to take up skateboarding. I couldn't afford a good deck, so I purchased a shitty one from Perry.
Yeah, right.
Anywho, the first time I used it, I was jumping off a ramp and exploded into pieces. I fell and sustained injuries.
It's a complete lie.
As a result, I lost my job at the Waffle House and cannot get disability. I think it's wrong that low-life spaghetti slurping scum like Perry get it, and someone like myself cannot. Any government scam ideas, Perry?
Government scam, huh?
He's just asking you if
government
you can help
scam,
him out.
Huh?
He's asking
and
you
I almost
for
lost my life when I was 16,
okay.
Motherfucker.
He's asking you if you can help him out. He said he'd appreciate after what your malfunctioning shitty board did to his spine. God bless, Carl Zuckerman. Okay, anything you want to say to him? Maybe you should help him in any way. Any words of advice
mail
on how to
scam? Mail the board back and you'll get another one.
Oh, see, that's
yeah, but
nice.
How is that going to help him scam the government?
I'm not scamming the government, you
yes,
fuck.
You are. Everybody
fuck
thinks
you,
you are. Everybody
he's not
thinks
saying
you are.
You are. He's asking for advice on how he can do
all
it.
All right, let me ask you this then. December 6, 1979, when that old lady broadsided my mom's fucking car and left me in the hospital for 3 months and comatose for 3 weeks, that's not a scam, you fucks.
That's
why are you
not
yelling?
A scam? Wait, it is a scam or it's not?
You, kinda,
you just said it's not a scam.
You did
like,
say that, so I'm not.
Now I'm completely.
Are you
confused.
Trying to talk over everybody? To
oh my God. Fucking God!
You're the one that said it, Perry.
That's a scam. Oh, you're like I'm scamming.
That
people.
Is a scam.
I'm scamming people.
So you've said it again.
No, I'm not scamming people, motherfucker.
Why do you keep?
Shut up!
Why do you keep saying it if you're not scamming people?
Oh, here's a nice letter for Scaremaster. Dear Perry, I had another dream about you. We were back at your apartment, and things were getting hot and heavy. Where were we made out on your
Dimitri
couch?
Dimitri Moreland.
When it came time for me to F you, I pushed you down, ripped your shorts off, and slid my C between your cheeks. Unfortunately, we had gone out for milkshakes earlier. Oh, and you had a nasty case of diarrhea brewing. You warned me that you had to S really bad, but it was too late. With one quick thrust, your anus swallowed my throbbing H-on.
Never
in
a zillion years.
And your B muscles started to contract about me, sending feelings of pure ecstasy through my body.
Never.
As I plied your A, the room was silent except for the queefing of your anus. And it wasn't long before I came inside you, shooting gobs of semen into your rectum. At this point, I felt that something wasn't quite right. When I pulled my C out of you, a flood of diarrhea S mixed with semen spilled on the floor of your apartment. A stench filled the room, and it was so bad I started vomiting uncontrollably. I could hear you begging me to stay as I staggered towards the door. Then I woke up. I believe that every dream has a meaning, but I haven't figured this one out yet. Love, Dimitri Moreland.
You predicted that from the very beginning of the letter. You really know how he
that
writes.
That dude.
He's disgusting.
He likes
I can't
you.
I stand him.
He does like you.
I want
you.
Nothing to do with him.
Clearly he
I
likes
want
you.
He likes you.
Gone.
You just don't even appreciate the fact that you have a fan who likes you.
Oh, I know I got fans that like me.
There you
but
go.
But if you're going to like me.
But he really
you
likes you.
You
don't
like me like
you
want to fuck me in the ass, you fucking faggot.
Dude, the guy like you likes you. Likes you like he like you. You know what I mean.
I'd be honored. I really would be honored. Anyway, let's move on.
What did he do?
What did he do?
Oh, Christ.
Can I just say one thing to you, Dimitri?
Go ahead.
If Perry gets you blue, here's what you gotta do.
Well, that catchy song. The more I hear it, the more I like it.
The more I hear it.
You got more $10 shout-outs.
Yes. Dear Big Three, I'm going to be interested in how Perry's lawyer handles the huge setback that happened in court this past Monday. My guess is that he has convinced Perry that everything is going to be great and they have the judges just where they want him.
What?
Ask him if the Scare Master hasn't mentioned anything as of yet. I do know...
We're winning these cases.
Okay, just a second. I don't know if anyone has said this on today's podcast, but Perry is the biggest fucking liar I've ever met in my life. I'm in love with you, Hugh A. Craig III. What were you saying now?
We're winning these cases.
How are you winning these cases?
That's all I'm going to say is we're winning.
Okay, that's cool. Congratulations.
We're fucking winning.
Are we going to get some of that money?
You don't deserve shit.
Why don't we get it?
I think he said something last week about giving you a birthday
present.
Yeah,
I think he did. He said he was going to give you
back
the money.
And I gave you the fucking
You didn't give me anything.
No,
I gave him a
no.
present. You're trying to ride in on my fucking present that I gave to him?
So
bullshit.
Did you win the case already?
Don't worry about it.
As long as you don't get a postponement, you're doing fine.
It's not over with yet, but we are winning.
Have they postponed anything?
No. He just said they're winning.
We're winning.
If they postpone it, that means
how can you tell you that you're winning? Just you can say that. Nothing's going to come out if you say that. How can you say that you're winning? What proof do you have? Who told you? Your attorney?
No, I just know we're winning because...
Okay, how? From your years of law practice? How do you know you're winning?
From the fact that I can't even answer that.
Why?
No, because there's just too much. No, I can't even answer it. No, how do I know that we're winning? I can't answer that.
Seems like you're hiding something.
Yeah, I'm hiding a lot.
What?
Don't worry about it.
I am worried about it.
There's nothing for you to worry about.
I can't help it.
Are we gonna get some of the money that you get?
You don't get shit.
Why?
That doesn't seem fair.
What about the money that I loaned you years ago that you never paid back? What about
you'll get that when we get our fucking movie project?
Oh,
no,
really?
Because
I'm going to be needing more money very soon. I'm so broke with my fucking bills now.
Why do you have to pay $500 to someone else to write your rap song?
No, I got to pay more money for my fucking rent because my rent went up.
How much?
$100.
$100.
That's 5 months you could have got for that rap song. I'm Scary Perry Caramello. I'm from Chicago, so you know I'm
a good fellow.
Then what?
Did you ever get that song?
No.
Who is writing that for you?
You guys know who's writing
Sal was writing that for you. How's he doing? You guys still working together?
I don't talk to that piece of shit anymore.
Aw, man, I'm sorry to hear that. You guys were a good team.
You really were. That one video where you were in the car, brilliant.
And also that song was pretty solid, man. It was so close to being done. You just need one more word that rhymed with fellow. And we didn't know. It could have been jello.
I don't even want to talk about it.
What do you want to talk about?
Hello?
You don't drink. You don't dance. What do you do?
I don't dance.
Have you never been mellow?
I used to dance very well.
No, I saw your dancing abilities.
You never saw my dancing
yes,
abilities.
Yes, I did.
You never were around me in junior high school. I would have done, I would have outdanced you and then some.
It was all yellow. Here we go.
Here's another $10 shout out for you.
Dear Big Three, I have just recently enrolled back in junior college and I love listening to the Big Three podcast while studying. One of my favorite classes is U.S. history, but recently my professor lectured us on some shocking information that you may not be aware of. During World War II, the war in the Pacific Theater was extremely rough and the U.S. government had to go to great measures to hide how close the U.S. was to losing the war to Japan. Specifically, the U.S. Navy was having many problems with Italian-American sailors who a majority of were cooks because they had low IQs. It could only stir pots.
Oh, my what? God. Shut the fuck up.
That's what it says.
They don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
How do you know they don't know?
They had low IQs and could only stir pots.
Oh, fuck off.
Let them read it at least, then make judgment.
Along with that, many had ties to the mafia as well as committing treasonous acts. My professor cited that it was very common for cooks to jump ship at night and swim to Japanese-occupied islands to exchange crucial Navy intelligence for maggoty rice and bee jobs from the Japanese soldiers. The reason I bring this up is that these acts would later be classified as an early version of terrorism because the sailors would swim back to the ship and refuse to feed any personnel the maggoty rice unless they received even more bee jobs from the U.S. soldiers and Marines. I wonder if you think Sonny Cookie Caramello took part in any of this, and if he did, would that make him a terrorist? If Sonny's a terrorist, wouldn't that knowledge be passed on to Perry, who in turn may have been the mastermind behind terrifying Tim's plane crashing? Keep up the great work, Bart Scaremaster. Is there anything to this?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
We're talking about the fact that your dad.
My dad was a fantastic cook in the Navy.
Yeah, fantastic cook if you like maggoty rice and Japanese bee jobs.
Go fuck off.
Perry.
Don't ever ask me anything about my father again, Perry.
Can I ask you
read
things about
the U.S.
It's
history.
Not, it's,
it talks about it. He talks about it.
Perry, can I just say one thing? Listening to what he
you
said.
You guys talk shit about my father? Go fuck yourselves.
Nobody's talking shit about your father here.
No,
this was
funny.
A letter.
No,
$10 shot. I'm not trying to be funny. Read this.
Nobody said anything poopy about your daddy, okay? We like your daddy. Your daddy was a great American, but if he was trading naval intelligence for Japanese bee jobs and maggoty rice.
Oh, bullshit.
Whatever. We're going to find out when we're dressed as orderlies and giving him that sponge back.
Yeah, sure.
That'll be. We should ask a bunch of questions.
Let's sing. Let's like.
Here's a question I'd like to ask Cookie. First question out of my mouth, what was Perry like as a kid?
Oh, I like that. Oh, tell us about the first boy that Scaremaster fell in love with.
Was it tough when you found out your son was gay?
You're a fag. Like, you're a fucking fag.
I mean, like before,
there were
Randy.
No boys that I fell in love with.
I mean,
you're
know,
fucking queer.
You're the one who
I had all my girls all over the fucking house.
You were the one who said your favorite thing to do is take off your shirt in Palm Springs and ride your skateboard around with your cut-off shorts and all your buddies. And you and your buddies would cruise up and down the neighborhood.
With all the girls chasing us.
Okay.
And you would get away from them as quickly as possible because you didn't
want
to see girls.
Us boys want to go ride our skateboards together.
Shut up.
Let me ask you a question.
In Palm Springs.
Where was he?
Are you into Broadway shows?
Depends.
You are. As a young child, did you ever look in the mirror naked singing things from Broadway shows?
No.
Okay, let's do our next $10 shout-out. Dear Mr. Caravello, my name is Manuel Ortiz, and I'm the night manager at the Denny's restaurant at 7600 Reseda Boulevard. I've personally received numerous complaints from customers and staff in regards to your indecent exposure and mischievous lewd acts with other male partners in and around our restroom facilities. Our restrooms are for paying customers only, not for personal use. Exposing your genitals to any person entering the restroom facilities at any time is a federal offense, and you could be prosecuted for it. You are hereby ordered to cease and desist misuse of our facilities at any Denny's restaurant locations. You are ordered to discontinue any of the contact with our male staff members. Any further lewd acts in or around our locations will result in criminal prosecution. Emmanuel
Ortiz. This letter is bullshit.
Denny's restaurant. It says right here, it's Denny's Restaurant, Inc., but it doesn't have a letterhead, so I don't know if it's real or not. But just to be on the safe side.
Oh, Scaremaster.
To be on the safe side, I wouldn't go around those bathrooms anymore.
Come on, Scaremaster.
I don't go around the bathrooms.
I know, but you got to get it together, man. You got to get it together. You're just spiraling out of control, dude.
You guys are a bunch of assholes.
I got to tell you something that makes sense.
We're worried about you, man. We're just worried
about you. When somebody goes to his house, where does Perry say that they should go?
Oh, you should definitely check out the bathrooms of the Denny's, he says.
What?
Every time somebody comes to your place, you
say they have these bathrooms, there's no action here. You want to go to the bathroom at Denny's.
Yeah, you're not using my restroom. That.
Right. Where do you tell them to go?
Denny's.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, that's where you, that, like if you're a tour guide, that's the first place you tell people to go. You're spiraling, dude. You got to get it together.
Well, you can't use my restroom.
I know. We're not going to the Denny's bathroom. You're not selling us on it, dude.
Tough. You're not coming into my
Perry,
room.
Look at me. Perry, look at me. I've known you 20 years.
Number one.
Perry, listen to me. You got to get your shit together. This
my
is going
shit is
crazy.
Together.
You're becoming angrier and angrier.
And, you're
and I think I know
and
why.
That isn't over with yet. Number one, your last appointment or your last appearance at my house was your last appearance ever at my house.
Well,
it's
you
over.
Get in the new house.
The next time yeah, you it's at your house. It's at your fucking house. You never come into my house again.
His house
you're
burned
going to your
down.
House.
His house burned down. He's been living in hotel rooms.
You told me I could move in. You told
what?
Me I could stay at your place.
Last
I
week.
Gave up the lease on my hotel.
Sorry.
And I'm showing up next week. You can't pull this on me now.
You
I got nowhere else to go.
Tough shit.
Yeah, I got nowhere
There's
else to go.
There's a lot of bus stops, you fucking
what about
loser.
What about your dog?
There's a lot of bus stops you can sleep on, you
oh,
fucking
God.
Bitch.
Oh, my God, Perry. It's just unbelievable what you've got going, dude.
I've got nothing going.
Well, that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out.
Can I just leave a couple of Rhodesian Ridgebacks with you for a couple of weeks?
Yes, you may.
I mean,
oh,
it's Scaremaster.
It's
the least you could do.
You're fucking nuts.
That's the least
One
you could
dog
do.
Each. You guys can do that for me, right?
No way. No, but there's no animals in my house. No fucking way. I got too much shit. For any animals to come
We
and
already
sit in
talked wow. about that. We're going to move your couch out to the porch.
Fuck you!
That's the way to do it. You don't want that
Fuck
dog.
Fuck you!
How big is that Great Dane?
Oh, yeah.
Move Mr. my Mr. couch Giant out dog. Onto my porch. Fucking loser.
You have to move your statue and trophy so the doggy doesn't knock it over.
Yeah, right. There's no dog that's coming into my apartment, period.
Okay, what about his rabbit?
There's no animals coming into my apartment.
You told me we could put a rabbit room
in
there.
But number one, you're not moving in. Number two, you're not ever invited over again. It's over.
Mo,
you
stop
can't
throwing
come
things.
Into my house.
Stop throwing things, Mo.
You can't come into my house.
Why?
I just told you.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's over.
What's over?
Coming into my house. It's over.
I want to come
tough
over.
Pooper. Tough shit.
We were having a sleepover.
The only God, come over you can do with me is meet me at Denny's.
Oh, God, again, here we go. Let's go to Denny's. Who wants to go to Denny's with me? Let's go to the men's room at
Perry,
Denny's.
Do you understand how sick this
I'm
sounds?
Not going
do you understand how sick this sounds, man?
To the bathroom.
That's
to
my
Denny's
office facility.
Your
gross.
Office facility? Is that what you call it, Perry? Perry, listen to what you're saying. Listen to this podcast and look at how guilty you are. You've got the manager of Denny's saying you can't do that.
He's not the manager of Denny's.
And all you keep doing is inviting people to go there.
He's not the manager.
You're going to get in trouble and you're going to go away for a long time. Get your shit together, Scaremaster.
Oh, fuck you. Get in trouble. I'm not in trouble.
Okay.
I know those. They're like family to me, practically.
Oh, God. Hey, Mama, Dad, I'll be in the bathroom in my office. I'll be looking at some guy's briefs.
Oh, you're sick.
No, you're
sick.
That was
an office joke.
That wasn't.
No, I don't use the restroom hardly ever.
I bet you don't.
Heidi Fleiss, I think, did prison time for something like that.
Oh, gee.
Heidi Fleiss.
Yeah.
I love that girl. There's nothing bad to say about her.
Okay.
Nothing
at all. Then let's do this. Let's stop everything that we're doing right now. Let's get to the thing that actually even the bosses upstairs are liking. It's time once again for Perry's Sexcapades. This is where Perry will talk about some of his acquaintances, the prostitutes and hookers.
And ex-girlfriends.
From the San Fernando Valley.
As well as Orange County.
Hit it.
Back when...
Do the title.
San Fernando Valley and Orange County street whores. Back when I lived in Costa Mesa...
This is number three because
okay,
we've had two
I've
on
got,
here.
I've got a bunch of them now.
So, okay.
You've got a bunch of the stories.
Just go.
All right. Back when I lived in Costa Mesa, California.
Say the name again.
San Fernando Valley and Orange County street whores. Number three. Back when I lived in Costa Mesa, California in the mid-80s, women were every day. Yes, I had street girls, friends, but... when you work in the grocery stores at the beach, like Huntington Beach's Ralph's Market on the corner of Beach Boulevard and Warner, it's no longer there, but it was like working for a modeling agency because chicks were coming in and always buying drugs off the shipping receiving clerk. How I found this out was because the FBI walked up to me. the FBI walked up to me and asked me for the shipping clerk as I'm... Shipping clerk, as I was out front gathering grocery carts at 5:30 in the morning.
What a glamorous thing.
Yo, it was crazy.
I know, 5:30 shopping carts.
I was doing carts at 5:30 in the morning. Okay. But I might be wrong about this, but that grocery store is no longer there. Why? Well, maybe it's because of what I did. Maybe it was because of my big fat mouth. Then sue me. Because of myself telling two smartly dressed men who asked me where the shipping receiving clerk was that morning? Or sue me because of one of the assistant managers that was flirting with me and her boyfriend, the GM manager, got all pissed off about it? all pissed off at me one day. Or better yet, talk about the affairs where, it's break time, 10 minutes. I'd walk into the break room. Then Tiffany would walk in and say, come here. And I'd follow her, and then all of a sudden we walk into the women's room. We lock the door, and she pulls my pants down, sucks my dick for 5 minutes. I shoot a load down her throat. She swallows, and then she comes out. Then I come out. And then there's like 5 more minutes for a little bite to eat, but there's really no time for anything to eat. And that
was the butcher lady?
No, she was not a butcher lady.
But she would start.
Whatever. 5 minutes later, I could eat anything with...
What do you mean you could eat anything?
In 5 minutes,
I didn't have... Where's girl's name in here? I haven't heard one girl
in here. I said Tiffany.
What? Tiffany, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Tiffany was her name. One of them.
Okay, so this is the story?
Yeah,
She was
just one of the co-workers.
Oh, she was a co-worker at Ralph's.
Yeah.
Boy, it really fell off from last week's now, didn't it?
What do you mean?
Oh, the story.
So what happened with the shipping clerk? Oh, did you narc somebody out to the FBI?
He got arrested.
So you were the narc?
Those are for you.
So you narked somebody out and then had sex with the butcher lady.
She wasn't a butcher lady. She was the one of the managers.
What did the FBI guys ask you, dude?
As I'm outside, gathering grocery carts and stuff, here's these two guys in suits, black suits.
Right.
They both whipped out their wallets and showed me their badges and asked for the guy, the one guy. I mean, my arms are like this. I'm like, I didn't do anything.
Right. So
my eyes were wide open. I said, I didn't do nothing.
What did they say?
They asked for the
shipping clerk.
I forgot his name, but they asked for the shipping clerk.
And what'd you do? You say he's right over there?
And I said, he's.
Oh, my God. I thought Italians were never supposed to talk. I thought that was like some law in your fucking culture that you keep your mouth shut.
You keep your mouth shut and you never say anything.
I'm not in the mafia.
No, okay? But you're Italian and that's all you have to even hang your hat on. Jeez, Perry. You really let your people down this time.
So what'd you do? You told him that he's dealing dope or something?
No, they just asked me the shipping guy.
What happened to you?
I didn't know. They all of a sudden, they laid me off.
They laid you off. Why do you think that is?
And then I was asking other coworkers why I was laid off. And then one of my friends, one of my rock and roll friends that used to work with me at the grocery store, him and I went to the Waters Club one night, and he was telling me that they laid me off because of me informing the two FBI agents that
the guy was selling drugs. Yeah. Yeah, so clearly that was...
Knocked him out. Whoa.
Dude, what are you going to do? Whoa. It's 5 in the morning.
Yeah, you're right. Here's what you do. I don't see nothing, officers. I see nothing.
I just do the carts, man. I don't really know what goes on around here.
I see a lot of things, but I don't know what's happening.
The managers are inside. If you need one of them, I'm not really...
But no, you squeal.
Oh, that guy? Yeah, I think he's selling drugs because models come in. And
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
Said it to us.
Right there.
You said it to us.
I said it right there.
So if you said it there, you said it to them.
Hold your head
high. Now you said it again.
I didn't say
that
it.
That guy's probably in jail right now sharpening an axe. Look, when I get out. Oh, I'm
first off.
That ex-grocery bagger.
First off, I didn't know that he was selling drugs in the back.
Sure you didn't.
Then you shouldn't tell the FBI guys that he was. And also, you know, the other thing, I bet that once that guy who's in prison listening to this, sharpening his axe, and when he catches up to you, you know what they're going to be saying? Clean up in aisle 4!
That's funny. Hey, you know what time it is? It's time for 60 Seconds with Perry.
Silence. www.scaryperryskateboards.com. If you're looking for an American-made skateboard deck, go to www.scaryperryskateboards.com. That's SCARYPERRYSK, the number 8, boards, BORDS.com. It's scaryperryskateboards.com, as well as American-made t-shirts, too. You get everything made in America at scaryperryskateboards.com. Stop!
And don't forget for a quality skateboard, Terrifying Tim.
Oh, he's dead!
The best skateboards in the world.
About those China boards? Did you want to buy those off me? What are you doing?
Stop! That's 60 seconds with Perry.
Did you want to buy those China boards?
What are you talking about?
The China boards that I got.
No. What are you talking about?
Those are the Big Three podcast boards.
Yeah, you were supposed to start selling them and giving us some money. We were going to split it where you got half and we get, Mole and I would split the other half.
No, I didn't agree that he could put my image on any of his products.
Well, he did without asking.
Yeah,
and
you never got to agree to that.
Oh, shit.
Never agreed for you to manufacture anything with our image.
Have you been selling
any of these? No, I haven't sold any of those boards. I only sell my stuff.
I'm going to tell you this.
I don't sell free podcast stuff.
What I'm going to do is I would like people to get in touch with Perry at his skateboard company and ask if you can buy a Big Three
podcast boards.
Right. And let us know.
And let us know because you don't have the right to see what Perry says and how much they are. Please get in touch with us. I will say this, Perry. Last week we talked about this, and I've reached a decision. We talked about you getting back up on stage, and I was thinking this. You know, I have the Ding Dong Show is every Monday night, 10 p.m. at the World Famous Comedy Store, and we've made a decision to get you back there and try to get you on stage. On October 1st, we're going to have a Ding Dong Rocktober show, and I was thinking that'd be a good show for you to get into because you could come and you could sing, and it didn't take any of your other, non-talents. You have, stand-up comedy. So on October 1st, you're going to be joining the cast of the Ding Dong Show, the BKO.
How much is it going to pay me?
Nothing.
Then I'm not doing it. Bottom line.
I'm going to give you 1 second to fucking say that you're going to be there and you're going to have fun with
this. I'm going to give you 1 second to understand that I do nothing for free. Nothing for free.
So October 1st, Perry's
going to he's going to do it, Dan. I think Scaramouth's going to stick by his guns, and this time he's not going to do it.
Okay. Then I'm going to end this thing. I'm sorry to the people that care about the podcast, but what I'm going to tell the audience here is what they don't know. And they don't know what Perry does every single week, because he puts his manager, Nick, and he puts myself through days and days of shit saying that he's going to quit the podcast. He's going to sue this person. He's going to sue that person. Then finally, after talking to him for days, he finally comes to his fucking senses and says he's sorry. And he starts crying. He promises he won't do it again. Well, after last week's podcast, he did the same thing like he does every other week. We had to go through Perry's bullshit once again. Then after we resolve that, I'm talking to Perry, and he starts begging to fucking do the Comedy Store. Let me perform at the Comedy Store. Now, I tell him no, not because I'm a dick, but it's every time he comes there, what he does is this. He comes unprepared, then he yells, and he just really ruins the show. But then I think, okay, wait a second. In October, the Ding Dong Show is doing a Ding Dong Rocktober show. I think maybe he can come down there, sing a song, maybe two, who knows. But as usual, he has to fuck everything up.
What's the matter? Why are you getting so mad, Dan?
Because all he had to do was promote the show that he promised to promote all week. And if he would have done that, everything would have been fine. But once again, Perry has to fuck it up. Do you find that funny? Dimwit.
You quit the show now?
Yeah.
First I quit, then I came back, then Mole quit, he came back.
Good luck, goodbye.
Okay, well, that brings, Dan just quit the show, so we're going to try to...
Don Barris just quit the show.
We're going to try to keep going. Okay, this brings us to a part of the show where, well, I don't really even know how to introduce this.
It's Mole Play.
Oh, thank you, Scaremaster. You want to try to introduce it? This is a part of the show
where you introduce a part of the show that...
Wait, hold on. We got to do the song first. We got to do the song. This is a part of the show where some people like it and other people like other stuff. This is a part of the show. It's time for Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Now, Mo, before we start, do we have anything we have to say about lawsuits or anything? No. No. Oh, Mo Play is in no way related to Mo Play, the board game, a division of Propedic Industries. So okay.
So what are we going to do on today's
Mo Play? Hey, Dan's back on the show!
I want you to know that I'm very serious. I'm leaving the podcast. So I'm going to ask you nicely, Perry, please, get out of here.
Dan.
You want me to leave?
Yes, I do. This podcast can't go anywhere because every time we do something to take a step forward, Perry, you do something really stupid and you tear it down. You complain about money, but every week you go online, you say that you're quitting the show unless you get some ridiculous figure as payment each week. So fans out there, they don't know what's going on. They're not going to send in their $10 shoutouts. They're not going to make their donations to PayPal. This is money that we need. And they won't do it because they don't know if the show's going to be going on or not. And it's all because of you. It really makes no sense at all. And the crazy part is I'm the only one stupid enough to keep putting money into this. Well, it's time for me to cut my losses.
Get in front of the mic. If you want to bitch, don't bitch at me without being on the mic.
Wow, that's pretty harsh.
I'm telling you right now.
I'm telling you right now.
You're insane.
So, Mo, what are we going to be doing today? Today, we're going to be traveling back in time to the parking lot of the Ralphs in Huntington Beach, where two federal agents are questioning Scaremaster about the shipping clerk.
Mole, please. Let's go.
That's it?
Yes, this is it.
See ya. See ya. Good night.
Perry, you have fucked up for the very last time.
My God! Be a fucking baby! Sit down and act like a fucking adult, you fuck!
This show just isn't fun anymore. And all I do is spend money. Perry, please, go.
All right.